Good morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to now Friday morning's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm glad you're here. Friday, January 26, 2007, about 1 minute past midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Our guest will be joining us here in just a moment. But I would like to finish this final story here because I think it ties in with all the things we've talked about. And again, the political process is fixed, okay? Doesn't matter how the things are present in the media. They've already chosen who will be next in line. And, of course, they've removed any sort of opportunity for people to feel like they have some privacy or some freedom to speak their minds and to do different things. And, of course, Cheney would endorse the U.S. military's surveillance. Alberto Gonzalez would endorse the president's decision to remove prosecutors at his will and appoint prosecutors who are more friendly to his administration and so on and so forth. But again, do you really think anything's going to change? I don't know. Well, it's up to you to decide. Final story here, January 18th, whatdoesitmean.com. In my opinion, probably the best news source on the entire World Wide Web, whatdoesitmean.com. It's written by Sor Shafal and translated out of Russian, so it's a little bit cumbersome in its English translation, but here's what it says. In yet another shocking prelude toward becoming a total police state, Russian intelligence analysts are reporting today that the American war leaders have issued orders to the United States Military Northern Command authorizing the jailing of military tribunals for any American citizen critical of the war effort. These reports state that the American president has, quote-unquote, lost his confidence in the American judicial system and has further ordered his war cabinet to begin attacking civilian judges, as we can read, as confirmed by MSNBC. Quote, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez says federal judges are unqualified to make rulings affecting national security policy, ramping up his criticism of how they handle terrorism cases. We want to determine whether he understands the inherent limits that make an unelected judiciary inferior to Congress or the president in making policy judgments, Gonzalez said in his prepared speech. That, for example, a judge will never be in the best position to know what is in the national security interests of our country, end quote. The American war leaders have launched further attacks against their own civilian judiciary from the Pentagon, as reported by the Jurist Legal Research and News Service, which said, quote, more than 130 deans of U.S. law schools signed a statement released Monday expressing their dismay at comments made last week by DOD Deputy Assistant Secretary for Detainee Affairs Charles Stimson in a radio interview when he criticized top U.S. law firms for providing pro bono representation to Guantanamo detainees. The deans wrote in a January 11th statement, quote, we are appalled by Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Charles Cully Stimson for criticizing law firms for their pro bono representation for suspected terrorist detainees and encouraging corporate executives to force these law firms to choose between their pro bono and paying clients, end quote. Anyway, Sor Shafal goes on, furthering the complete destruction of the rights of the American people to due process and fair trials, the American war leaders have passed a new law subjecting their citizens to military instead of civilian trials. According to reports from the U.S., this little-known law was slipped into a large spending bill unbeknownst to U.S. congressional leaders, and though seemingly applying to American contractors, in fact applies to all American citizens to military arrest and trials. The most destructive of the new laws slipped into much larger legislation and bypassing the notice of U.S. lawmakers has overturned 200 years of American procedures for appointing U.S. federal prosecutors, which we just talked about. Anyway, it goes on. Russian legal analysts familiar with the American law state in these reports that the significance of these actions being taken against American citizens by U.S. war leaders shows the complete ascendancy of total power of the American president, who is now free to rule his nation by decree from interference by either the U.S. Congress or the American people themselves. Folks, we have to wake up. Things are changing. Stay with us. We're right back in 3 minutes with our special guest this evening, Michael Horn.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back to the big show, my friends. I'm glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan, and I'm very excited about our guest this evening. When I'd first heard this information, it really blew my mind. And upon a significant amount of research, I've really just been amazed and dazzled endlessly. So I think that you'll find it captivating as well. Now, you probably have noticed in the media a great many stories about strange lights and different objects like that. And I've noticed it as well. And these things are not there for no reason. So we have to ask ourselves why. Now, I'd read a paper by Dr. Stephen Greer of the Disclosure Project, which talked about sort of events to come. And they did mention a hoaxed threat from outer space and things like that. So, you know, it does make you wonder when you start seeing all these things popping up, lights in Arkansas, lights in North Carolina, and places all over the place, comets moving in weird patterns and whatnot. You just start to wonder, why is the media all of a sudden talking about this? And, of course, the big one at, I think it was the Chicago, at O'Hare International Airport, where these very credible people had seen things. So it starts to make you wonder, how much of this is real? How much of this is hoaxed? How much of this is legitimate? Well, there's one that I know of, one case of extraterrestrial activity that has never been debunked, that has never been challenged sufficiently, and never been explained away in any capacity. And that's what we're going to hear about tonight. Our guest is the authorized North American media representative for Billy Meier and his case, which is, quite extensive. He's also a speaker, a filmmaker, a composer, a man of many, many talents, and I'm very honored that he's agreed to join us here this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, go to his website and read more about it for yourself. See the pictures, read the words, do whatever you'd like. You can order, of course, DVDs and CDs and things like that there as well. It's www.theyfly.com. That's theyfly.com. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the program Michael Horn. Michael, thank you for your time, sir.
Frank, thank you very much for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
I love our conversations, and again, this information is just, I don't think that anyone will probably be able to offer a significant challenge to this. This is something that's come up many, many times. People have attempted to debunk this, and it just cannot be explained away.
There actually were either five or six challenges that culminated in 2006, kind of hanging over a little into 2007,
mm-hmm.
and it's effectively the end of the challenges of the Meier case. All of them were defeated, and
wow.
Now the skeptics are actually stumbling over each other, attacking each other.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't yet posted all of that on my website.
Wow.
But some of it is posted on a linked website. I'll be able to tell people where they can find that.
Oh, that's great.
It's just that there has been, and of course, perhaps many people are wondering what the heck we're talking about here, but
yes.
I'll continue on just with this part and then I'll back up.
Okay.
The Meier case has been attacked ever since Meier went public in 1975, and not only has he been criticized and had his character impugned, there have been 21 documented attempts on his life. So there are people that are enormously threatened by the information in the Meier case.
Absolutely, and obviously this is more than just, what you might see on the evening news where you've got some hillbilly maybe burst out of his trailer park with his beer belly hanging out of his wife beater and he's all oil stained and he's going, yeah, man, I saw it, it was right there.
That's,
I mean,
right.
this is there's a lot of documentation with stuff like this with Billy Meier, so it's really captivating. Let's start out with your interaction with Billy. How did you first hear about it, and what led you to pursue this as far as speaking on his behalf here in America? Because Billy doesn't speak English, does he?
Well, he does speak
English.
Oh, he does. He's not as fluent as he is, obviously, in German. And he doesn't have all the words for all the things he can freely and easily say effortlessly in German.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, in German, there are many words that we don't even have translations for. So that's another kind of a funny element. But to answer your question, I walked into a bookstore in Los Angeles in 1979. I saw a photo book sitting there, coffee table type of photo book with the clearest photos of UFOs that I'd ever seen in my life. And my instinct was, well, that's real. I got to have that book. So bought the book and looked at it and reread it and read it and reread it and read it and reread it and read it, ad infinitum.
Uh-huh.
Not only did it have great photos, but there was information in the book about the investigation into this case and who the man was and different testing that had been done on different things and even some quotes in the margins that were allegedly from the extraterrestrials that he claims that he's been meeting with since he was 5 years old. And Meier will be, in a matter of just a few weeks or less, within 2 weeks, Meier will be 70 years old. So that's, 65 years.
It's a long time. And you mentioned 75 is when he went public, so that's 32 years that he's been out in the public eye with this information. In 32 years, that people have heard about it, known about it, and I presume attempting to debunk this whole story and have not been able to do that. That's a long time. I mean, I'll be honest with you, just to put it in context, the official version of September 11th, we had that picked apart within days, some people within hours. So, that continues to be a fairly well-crafted lie, meaning September 11th, whereas opposed to this, if you can't debunk something after decades and decades and decades with, and again, there's substantial proof that follows it up, it's indicative to me that at some point people have to say, well, maybe I should start, looking into this seriously.
Really, the bottom line is that people should look at it and think it through for themselves, because let's face it, if this is real, if these so-called extraterrestrials really exist, they could prove their existence to us in, you know, 6.5 seconds, not 65 years.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason why they have not deliberately done that. And as a matter of fact, there's a number of reasons why they haven't done that. The bottom line is that it really would violate the free will of a lot of people here. It would cause panic for a lot of people, fear. There would be attacks, there'd be suicides, there would be worshiping of new gods, all sorts of things. And this is something that they have well calculated themselves and realized that it would be a burden upon themselves that they would have to somehow be responsible for,
mm-hmm.
you know, a chaos in a world just by, you know, here we are, we're landing and we're bringing all these ships down. You know, well, if you are basically immune to any terrestrial control, be it governmental, political, economic, military, religious, etc., that does not engender confidence in the society which is used to having these control mechanisms in place.
That's very true.
You know, the problem is, if there is, you know, one of the problems is that we are on a fast track to some very, very horrendous experiences should we not make sufficient course corrections in time.
Yeah, that's the thing that really is the most captivating to me, Michael. I'll be honest with you. And I've said this before many, many times. If you watch the local news, and I only do it on occasion, mostly just for laughs, but, you know, I'll catch the meteorologist, and he'll say, well, you know, we've got a chance of rain. Well, guess what? If I am planning on being outside, I might consider, if I'm concerned about it, I might consider bringing an umbrella. So a little bit of preparation, even if that weather forecaster, that meteorologist has been wrong every single time I've ever listened to him, I still might listen in the interest of the fact that, you know, he might be right someday.
Right.
Now, when you look at Billy Meyer, who has made, you know, through the course of his information, significant amounts of predictions and information available, every single bit, to my knowledge, which has borne out, well, if he's 100% right about everything he said thus far, maybe we should still look at some of the things that he's talked about for things to come.
Exactly, and the weatherman analogy is one that I use because weathermen and astronomers and scientists in all disciplines take known data and project outcomes mm-hmm. to better or worse, you know, more accurate or less accurate ends. They simply are making prophecies and predictions
mm-hmm.
based on information, cause and effect. So
yeah.
That's really at the core of this information in the Meyer case. It may seem very amazing to people if they go to the website and they start clicking on the prophecies or any of these links where we talk about Meyer foretold this in 58 and that in 81 and what have you. Well, you know, it's like, oh, you know, is this mystical? Is it demonic? Whatever. No, what it is people who are more advanced than we are, who have access to even better sciences and computers than we do, and who can observe and gather and crunch more information quicker than we can hope to at this point in our development, have been able to make projections. And unfortunately, they've been too right all the way along.
Mm-hmm.
And if I may say, when you mentioned 9/11, we have a couple of documents, one from 1987 that refers to the coming destruction of the World Trade Center. It even says something like, you know, after the destruction of the WTC, the World Trade Center, et cetera, et cetera. Then,
wow.
Yeah, then there's two brief excerpts. This is all on my website for free. There's a couple of excerpts from conversations in 1989 where Meyer is told that it will be Bush will ascend to the presidency, and with the collusion of other members of the CIA and high levels of government will allow 9/11 to occur so that a war on Islam can be waged as well as other already
Jeez.
Planned things.
That's amazing.
It truly is.
Absolutely. And that was 87?
That one was 89. 87, they mentioned it at the destruction of the World Trade Center in the Enoch prophecies, which are actually said to be ancient prophecy. Some of this is going to create problems for people. There's no doubt. It's mind-boggling.
Well, you know, it doesn't mean that they shouldn't hear it. Michael, let me ask you to hang on, folks.
I will.
Michael Horn is our special guest this evening. Check out the website, www.theyfly.com. We're right back here in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
People who use Cardivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers light featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our special guest this evening is just captivating, absolutely captivating. And I think that when you hear this information, you also will be blown away. Please welcome back to the program Michael Horn. Michael, thank you so much.
Welcome. I just want to say I think the information is the really captivating part. And, of course, I mean, I'm not shy about sharing it.
You do it very, very well, my friend, and I
thank you.
I'm very grateful that you're here. So we should probably start talking about this. The Billy Meier case is really amazing, and you mentioned it's been going on for a very, very long time.
Yes.
Has it been consistent the entire time?
In what way?
Constant.
Well, yes. Let's put it this way. He had his first contacts started when he was 5, mm-hmm. with one particular individual, an elderly man named Svaf. Then when he was 16, his contacts began with another person, a woman named Asket. There were periods of time in which they did not interact with him, where they basically said, okay, you're going to go and do these things, and we're going to touch, you know, base with you as we do. And then, of course, starting, let's say, about 1975, that's when he had his really, you know, what we're calling the official contacts. But I should also correct something I said before about going public. He was traveling, Meyer was traveling through many different countries during the late 50s and 1960s. Mm-hmm. He was in about 42 different countries, hitchhiking, you know, traveling around on foot and mm-hmm. catching rides and what have you. He covered, you know, well over 100 and some thousand miles and performed at different jobs, about 350 different jobs, studied all of the world's major religions, going into countries where, let's say, the religion was most strong and taught in that country so that he could have a more firsthand experience. He met many of the people who either were at that time or would become major players on the world stage. And he met everybody, he claims, you know, just let's just say allegedly here, from Mahatma Gandhi to Indira Gandhi, from King Hussein to King Farouk to Haile Selassie, Tito, Franco. He met, he claims, Saddam Hussein. Mm. And we are recently back from Switzerland where we filmed Meyer for 6 hours and 25 other people that are witnesses, family members, other photographers, what have you. And we got a lot of this firsthand from him for a documentary that will come out hopefully by this summer.
That's going to be exciting.
It is, really. It's an amazing story. The man has... he documented everything. People don't realize it. He was covered in newspapers in India and Pakistan and Turkey. He actually, for a period of time, was hired by, I think it may have been Pakistani, but it was certainly some Middle Eastern police departments to bring in serial killers and mass murderers. He was known as the Phantom, and he traveled around with a 44 Magnum and various other hardware strapped to his body and a Swiss jacket and an Arab headdress, and it kind of, I don't know if you ever saw that movie Zelig, where Woody Allen appears all over the place in history.
Hmm.
And Meyer is kind of like that. It's like Indiana Jones meets Close Encounters. So quite an amazing, if there were no UFOs in the story, even he would have probably the most interesting life of anybody you've ever heard of.
That's amazing. Well, this race that Billy's been in contact with, what are they called?
They're called Plejaren, spelled with a J, Plejaren, formerly known popularly, if you will, as Pleiadian, or people from the Pleiades. Mm-hmm. But there really are no Pleiadians, because those sons are far too young, and the name was chosen as a kind of a screen name that Meyer would go public with in 1975.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for it was, they said to him, after we are ready to leave officially from your world, you may announce that, you know, there are no Pleiadians, that everybody has been claiming contact with them and claiming, you know, to be in touch with them and meeting with them, and will be self-identifying as fraudulent and lying, and all the people that think they're channeling Pleiadians and all the rest. So
yeah, the Me Too syndrome.
Exactly. So they were very clever. They put in a false name, then everybody that wanted to bite at that came out and basically identified themselves as a bit nuts in the process. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting, too. So therefore, I guess, is Billy the only person that has interactions with this race?
The only person that effectively has ongoing interactions. There have been a couple of people, and only a couple of, that had very infrequent contacts that you can't put in the same category. But one of them, excuse me, is remarkably interesting. When Meyer was in India, he studied Buddhism, one of the religions he studied, at the Ashoka Ashram in Maroli, India. And while he was there, he took pictures of the UFOs. This is 64, he was taking pictures of up to 8 of the craft. And he was taking pictures at that time while there were all these people at this ashram studying Buddhism and in the little areas around, all of whom were seeing these ships with him. Now, how do we know this? Well, I think it was 98, a woman came forward and gave a press conference, somewhat reluctantly, but because she kind of felt a little duty to do it. Her name is Pobol Cheng, and at this stage of life, in 1998, she was now a retired UN diplomat representing Cambodia in the General Assembly.
Oh, wow.
I'm
sorry, Michael. We're up to another break here. Yeah. Folks, please stay with us. We're right back here with more from our special guest, Michael Horn, in 3 minutes. Please stick around.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. Friday morning, and always an exciting time. Yes, our special guest this evening, Michael Horn, is with us. His website, www.theyfly.com. Welcome back, Michael, and please continue.
Thank you, Frank. See, where were we?
Talking about a gal who had come forward with some information.
Thank you. Her name is Pobol Cheng, and when she gave her presentation, which is videotaped, she let people know she was retired from the UN. She was now married, and she was reluctantly giving up her privacy. Mm-hmm. But she had to come forward to clear the air and make some very direct statements. She and her sister had been at this Ashoka ashram in the 1960s. Their grandfather had been the head monk of it. As a matter of fact, only a few years ago, he died in California at the age of 111.
Wow.
Very old. Yeah. And she said, well, not only did we see these this man, Billy Meyer. We saw the UFOs. Everybody there saw them. And the woman that Billy used to walk on the grounds and speak with would often come into my room at night while I was falling asleep and stroke my hair and sing to me, or so it felt like. And in the morning, she said, I would wake up feeling like I just knew a lot more about things and people than I did when I'd fallen asleep at night before. And she saw, you know, several other unusual things there, including she was in, I guess, the temple one day when she came in. Her grandfather was talking to two men. She said they were very slender. They had very, like, white garment on, and they had a kind of a glowing dark skin, almost a bluish color, and they spoke with him for a while, and she sat there just kind of very patiently, and suddenly they were gone. They simply disappeared, and the grandfather, you know, just said, well, these are people that, you know, are some special people. They he tried to apparently explain it to her a little bit, and this is not some raving New Ager. This is a woman who's representing Cambodia in the UN, and as we, you know, say, reluctantly came forward to say, look, these things happened, and this man is an honest man, and I'm just here to set the record straight. So
Wow. There's
120 or so witnesses in this case, and Meyer and about 16 other people have taken lie detector tests, everything you can imagine, to try to figure out, well, is this true or not? Mm-hmm. It's real. And of course, there are six categories of still irreproducible physical evidence that really stump people, because the skeptics claim, oh, it's a hoax, it's a UFO, the model, and they can't duplicate it.
Mm-hmm. This is interesting, and we'll talk about those categories, but there was some physical proof given to an IBM scientist for analysis. Would you like to talk about that?
Yes. There was a scientist named Marcel Vogel. Marcel Vogel was a very interesting man himself. He was a scientist, a research chemist with IBM. When he was a young boy, he started getting interested in chemistry and science, and he started an experiment that he concluded by the time he was 10 years of age. When he was 10, he figured out how to synthesize the chemicals that create bioluminescence in fireflies. 10 years old, you know, while
wow.
I was sitting there banging a ball against the wall.
Yeah, me too.
Now, he went on to IBM, where I think he created, among other things, the coding for the magnetic disks, floppy drives, floppy disks and things. But he held or co-held 32 patents. So at some point, Meyer, while the investigation is going on and the investigators are in Switzerland, Meyer says to them one day, I've been given some metal sample pieces by the Pleyaran people, and they said to me to give them to you, and you would know a scientist who would examine them. So he turned over the metals to Wendell Stevens and Lee and Britt Elders. They took them back to the U.S. They took them to Marcel Vogel at IBM. That's where he was a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcel Vogel set up an electron scanning microscope, and he also set up a video camera. And for about 45 minutes, he proceeded to analyze the metals. And by the time he was done, after going through various stages of magnification and describing the elements and the laser cuttings and the crystalline structures within the metal, he said, all I can say is that with any technology available to me as a scientist, I cannot duplicate this. I cannot explain how it's made, and we do not have this technology. So we have to start taking some of these things a little more seriously instead of ridiculing people who, you know, make claims. We should check them out. And it's a rather remarkable thing, even when you watch it. I mean, he's describing every step of the way, and you go, well, wait a minute. How does he said, well, we found, for instance, every element in the periodic table is in here, plus tellurium, which is extremely rare earth element, even more expensive than platinum. How would a Swiss farmer come into possession of it? And how would he put this together whereby every element is in discrete relationship to each other and not simply, you know, burned into each other if you had put something in a furnace?
Right.
He said, this is mind-boggling.
It's very interesting, and you make the case in your documentary film, the one that is available, by the way, and it's I couldn't be a bigger fan of it. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you.
You make the case that with all the different categories of evidence that's available, and really the plethora of things in those categories, Billy Meyer would have to be not just talented, but he would have to be an absolute prodigy at like 40 different fields yes. of interest, right?
He really would. He'd have to be like above genius level
yeah.
in all of these different fields of expertise, sciences, and skills of, you know, everything from the basics of photography, filmmaking, videography, special effects, digital effects, model making, electronics, topography, map making, geography, astronomy, physics, astrophysics. It goes on and on.
Wow.
Because all of this stuff came through him. Now, he's not the creator of all the information,
right.
but he's the conduit.
Mm-hmm.
So the skeptics always amaze me because they would rather somehow want to believe that the man is a super genius with one hand and no resources than that he's telling the truth and that he's given all this by people who've come here to basically to help us and prevent our own destruction, which is really the core of the case.
That's the other thing, you know, and I don't know if we had mentioned this really, but Billy Meier has one arm. You know, it's not like the guys out there with a fishing pole and a pie pan and a camera. I mean, it would be very, very difficult for him to do this with his background and what he is, you know, experienced at and also his physical limitations as well.
His physical limitations are clearly there, and for anybody who's ever gone to this particular region or a similar region in Switzerland, the challenges are enormous. You're talking about hilly and mountainous terrain, winters there with high snows, and one guy who would go out at any hour of the day and night that he was summoned on his moped oftentimes with one hand driving the thing with his tripod slung across his back. Mm. And the people there are very, very conservative and they're very nosy. So when the investigation was going on, when they asked the people, "You ever see this man?" they could tell you, "Oh yeah, we've seen him. He went over here, he went over there." And so they said, "Well, does he bring any balloons with him or models?" And they said, "What are you talking about? He has a tripod and a knapsack. That's it, from what we can see." Mm-hmm. "Well, you sure he doesn't have any 6-foot models of UFOs?" So the investigators went back to the States and they had a special effects studio make a 18-inch or so model to mm-hmm. scale of one of the main UFOs, and they took it and they hung it in different places and took photographs to see if it would test out in computer analysis the same way Meyer's photos. Could he be using models? Every time the computer could distinguish it. And to sweeten this, for the first time ever in our documentary, we are going to include a segment with this model being walked around the property, you know, as filmed as if it was hovering around.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be so clear, especially when you juxtapose it with Meyer's films from the 1970s. You go, "Oh my gosh, there is no comparison. It's blatant. It screams." And this is like a model that was made in one of the movie studios, has a special effects department. They went over there and had it crafted, and it's very nice, but it doesn't even come close to what Meyer's photos and films
video. That's amazing. You know, and the thing also that blows my mind, Michael, is that, you know, I'm 32. I've, you know, been obviously a big fan of movies for a long time, but now, and I think I watched Die Hard the other day, which came out in like 85. You know, some of those things look so fake to me. And even, you know, you could go back. It just depends on how much money was thrown into it and how well they tried to craft it. But you look at computer animated, computer graphic images, CGI effects and whatnot.
Right.
And these things, yeah, they look pretty fake even from 10 years ago, even 5 years ago in some
right.
of the films. So, you know, when you're talking about decades 30. And decades, yeah.
Well, amazing. I took this. First of all, I could say that when the investigation was done, they showed Meyer's photos and films to a guy named Wally Gentleman, who had been one of the directors of special effects on 2001, Stanley Kubrick movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Well, this looks pretty darn good." He said, "If somebody was going to hoax this, first of all, they'd have to be enormously knowledgeable because all the shadows and everything are right." And, you know, he said, "Plus, they'd need a crew of about 15 people and $30,000 per shot."
Mm.
And so the investigator said, "Well, it's a one-armed farmer in Switzerland." And he says, "Well, if this isn't the master at work and it's the real thing."
Yeah.
But I took the films and photos into another company, the company that did the special effects and won the Academy Award for Independence Day.
Oh, okay.
And I showed them the photos, and then I put the films up, and I said, "Well, you know, a skeptic said this is a model," and the two owners of the company, called Uncharted Territory, they broke out laughing right there. They said, "What are you talking about?" They said, "That's not a model. We know models. You know, you can see the models are around there for the Independence Day and the
sure.
other stuff." And they said, "That's not a model." I said, "Well, could you duplicate his films?" And they said, "Well, when was this made?" I said, 1976, 78. He said, "Well, I'll tell you, if we could, we have to go to CGI to do it. This isn't model work." So these two guys right away could tell. And I've got, like, I've got a little video clip on my website for free. It's on the right-hand side. I'm trying to think. Maybe I can see what it says here. It's about the wedding cake UFO. It's on the right-hand.
Okay.
And people can look at that, and that's a video taken in about 1980 of the weirdest-looking thing you've ever seen, but nobody can duplicate it. They cannot duplicate it. It's a C video, Billy Meyer wedding cake ship, MPG. You'll find it there. And we had one skeptic who claimed that, oh, it was great. He claimed that he could duplicate Meyer's stuff, and he also made claims for over a year that Meyer used miniature trees and model UFOs. Well, there's an article on the front page of my website called Look Out for That Tree. And it deals with his challenge, and you can see the effort, you know, that he made for this wedding cake UFO, and it's pretty pathetic. It was really weird because he never would produce a photograph with a model UFO. He was using models right next to a large tree. And it came out after I had really kind of, you know, kicked him around for it. He accidentally revealed that he also cultivated miniature trees, which made it all the more blatant and irresistible to me.
Wow.
Because I said, wait a minute, you've been dissing Meyer for a year and change that he's been using miniature trees, and you grow them, and you've got a model, and you can't even back up your own. Oh, this guy's finished. I mean,
wow.
This is what happened. All these people just thought they, you know, oh, this is obviously a hoax, and they step into it, and it's like being, you know, the tar baby. They're all over themselves with it. Can't get out.
That's amazing. Well, give us an idea of the volume of. I know there's film, there's video, there's photographs, there's sound recordings. Give us an idea of what we're talking about here.
Yes. Well, Meyer took over 1,200 clear daytime photos of UFOs. Took nighttime photos too, but the daytime photos are, you know, most ubiquitous. And he had, in some photos, up to four of the craft at a time. He took eight or nine film segments that survived. There were other ones that were apparently stolen that had some really great stuff, but it was irresistible to whoever was developing it. Because the other thing to remember is Meyer never developed as much as one photo or film himself. Didn't have a darkroom, sent everything out. And the people who had the Photoshop that he did all this through, they were having some shocks for a while when these things would come back, because they would go through every photo to make sure everything was okay, and they're seeing these photos of UFOs and films, you know. So he had the eight films. Then he on three separate occasions outside, did sound recordings of the ship on cassette machines in front of up to 17 people, including undercover policemen who were checking this whole thing out. He had the metal alloy samples that we've mentioned. He's got the one video that's on my website. He also, in the past couple of years, the strangest thing, seven-fingered handprints appeared on the hood of one of the cars, now actually two of the cars there, etched clear into the surface of the finish of the car, have lasted about 2 years. And it's really remarkable, because I was there twice this last year, and I got my nose down. I mean, you can see the papillary lines and the fingerprints and the palm. It's not like somebody, you know, drew a hand outline. You're talking really discreet, fine stuff that it's inexplicable. And, you know, he explained what it was about, and this race of little people that he had met once before that have this very corrosive chemistry relative to our world, and as a kind of a joke they decided to play one night, they came and stuck their hands all over this one. The car belongs to his stepson, of all things, and so he's got this funny car, and now in one of the newer cars there, they came and put a few of them on that one too, I guess for good measure. And this is like in terms of the physical evidence, plus there's 24,000 plus pages of information, a large portion of which you might call the prophetic information, some of which that is directly given as prophecy, and some which was just given conversationally, and that caught my attention, and I started to do research and checked out every one I could and found that all of these things that they were talking about that were going to happen, and I mean specific things, specific locations, specific people, numbers of people involved, etc., they all occurred. The details all coincided, and the scary part was, with the exception of one that I could find, Meyer was the first person to publish it before the events occurred.
Wow.
And there is some stuff in there, you just really have to go, how could this guy have known this stuff?
It's really captivating, and I know that we're going to have some time to delve into this here tonight, and I'm very excited about that. The sound recording, I've heard that before. It used to be linked on your website. I don't know if it still is.
I think it still is. Okay. You know, I don't look at everything, but I don't even do my own website. I've got a friend in Australia who does stuff for me, but I've been so busy with this film that I haven't added anything for a while. Let me just see here. If you go to evidence and click on UFO sounds, it should be, I think it goes to the right page for the sounds.
Okay.
And you can listen to those. And those three different sound studios were unable to duplicate them or explain what created it. And this is really remarkable because one of the sound studios was in Groton, Connecticut, the Naval Undersea Labs, and they had a sound bank of every known device on the planet that makes a sound. You know, and they could identify three of the airplanes that flew by while Meyer recorded the UFO, but they couldn't identify the UFO.
Oh, my goodness. See, I knew that it was, it's very, very, it's a weird sound. It's very layered. There's a lot going on there.
A lot going
on. And yeah, I have a little recording studio here, and I know you do recording as well as a musician. So, you know, you'd think that just about anything could be reproduced, but that should say something to people. Hang on, folks. We're right back.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
I got the peace of
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Folks, let me remind you that this hour is being brought to you by BioSolutions, featuring one of the most advanced Rife machines available to the public. BioSolutions has the solution for your good health. You can call them toll-free at 886-885-6625 with questions about your situation. Of course, they'll advise you on what might work best. Or you can visit them online at www.natural-solution.com. And our guest website this evening is www.theyfly.com. Please welcome back to the show, Michael Horn. Michael, thank you again for your time.
Oh, thank you, Frank.
I really enjoy it. It's just so captivating to me. I love a good mystery, Michael, and this certainly qualifies on so many different levels.
You know, it's funny you mention it because I say to people, this is either the biggest and most impenetrable hoax, or it's the most important story in all of human history.
Yeah, it's really captivating. And you know, I remember when I was young, and I liked to read books. And you know, and you're in the library, and you're stuck there, and you're in like third grade or something, and you go into like the section on the weird stuff, and you find photographs of Bigfoot or photographs of the Loch Ness Monster or whatever the case may be. You're like, wow, this is really interesting. And that's just one guy. You know, he's like, oh, I was out in the woods by myself, and this is what I got. Well, this is a situation where, again, these things, it's more than one photograph, it's more than one film, and more than one person has witnessed these events to take place, and it's been ongoing. So I guess my question to you, Michael, would be this. Why so much evidence? Is it to prove a point to Billy, or is there a reason? Is it for people, you know, like us, maybe?
Well, certain things were made available to prove certain things to Billy, but... it's more for us to ponder and to explore and examine, because we, you know, this gets into a touchy area for a lot of people, but I'm just going to have to tell you what it is. They think that we have turned our power over in every aspect of our lives to something, someone, some form outside of ourselves, and that our current problems are a huge reflection of that. If we do not take the responsibility for ourselves and figure out our own lives, figure out where we are going wrong as well as right, we will basically destroy ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of talk, if you say this to people 5 years ago, it's a ho-hum. Today we're looking at something very different, and they have warned for a long, long, long time that the military policies of our country, and they've talked about a lot of other countries too, but I want to focus on this one because this is where I live. And you
Me
live.
Too.
The military policies of this country, if they are not radically redirected, will lead not only to a third world war with worldwide destruction, but the utter, complete devastation, destruction of this country. They've spelled it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the prophecy. Not in a prediction, in a prophecy, meaning still alterable.
Right.
And without jumping the gun and whatever we're going to talk about tonight, if the people of this country and their representatives, our representatives, do not find a way to stop this next movement by Bush, we will probably end up with that outcome.
Yeah,
and
that, of course, would be the war with Iran, I presume. Stay with me, Michael. Folks, we have to pause here for a brief station identification for our affiliates around the country. Please bear with us. Back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 90 seconds.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty.